Teatro Olimpico, or the Olympic Theatre, was Palladio's final work and is considered his testament. Palladio never saw the theatre completed. One of the reasons for its importance is that it was the first theatre in the modern world to be entirely covered. Before then, there were only open-air Greek and Roman-style theatres. We are now inside the Odeum. It is necessary to provide some introduction. In 1555, the Olympic Academy was founded in Vicenza. The Academy was a group of aristocrats that gathered in their homes to speak about art, culture, and classical values when the Renaissance was in full swing. After its first few years, the Academy needed a headquarters where it could meet and requested a venue from the city government. They were given the space where we're standing right now, inside the Castello Carrarese. Can you see the standard bearing the inscription Accademia Olimpica in this room? The Academy, which is still in existence today, consists of important academics, lawyers, and doctors who continue to meet in this room. Anyone who would like to learn more about the Academy can consult their website, subscribe to their newsletter, and attend their public events. The frescoes on the walls depict the gods of Olympus and some of the known planets at the time. Colors made from vegetable dyes were used for the frescoes, which were partially destroyed in a flood in 1962 by damp from the nearby rivers.